What's up, Breakthrough Success listeners? Mark DeBerry, the podcast and coach here, helping people launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts. And when you want to achieve success, one of the things you have to do is get clear on setting the right goals and going about achieving them in the right way. So that is something our guest specializes in. We're talking to a published author, motivational speaker, and filmmaker who is truly a force to be reckoned with. Our guest has dedicated her young life to one thing, inspiring people all around the world to become the best versions of themselves. So our guest who joins us for this episode of Breakthrough Success is none other than Raven Magwood. Raven, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I'm super excited.
Raven, I'm so happy to have you on Breakthrough Success. I mean, the different things that you've accomplished, I mean, it's truly incredible, and you're still in your 20s, so there's certainly a lot of different things you can be doing in addition to what you've already done. So I'm wondering if you can just share with us a little bit on some of those accomplishments for people who have no idea what I just said, and what was your mindset that really allowed you to do all the awesome things that you've been able to do?
Well, ever since I was 12, I've been known as an achievement expert. At that time, I had published my first book. I became a national gymnastics champion, and I had skipped two grades. And from there, I graduated with a 5.1 GPA at 16 from high school. And then I graduated from college at 19 with a 4.0 GPA. And now, as you said, I'm in my 20s. I published four books. I travel as a motivational speaker. I have some successful businesses that I own and operate. So yeah, I've been known as that achievement expert, but I think it started when I was younger. My parents, which all parents do, I think, say, you gotta work hard. You need to set goals and do what you can in school, or if you play a sport, do what you can in that sport. But for me, it just really stuck. And when I started to see the fruits of my labor, I wanted to keep being successful. I wanted to keep working hard. And then when I got older in my career as a motivational speaker, and I saw that me going after my goals and achieving them was also inspiring other people to do the same, that's when I really just said, you know, this is me. This is what I want to do. I'm just going to keep striving for the best.
And I mean, to like high school valedictorian and college with a perfect GPA, I mean, that stuff's really incredible to have those achievements. And you transitioned that very nicely into a business, into the work that you are passionate about. And part of making those kinds of transitions is to set the right goals for yourselves. I mean, some people, they'll just set a very minimum goal. They'll set, you know, if you're making like, let's say like 5,000 a month, there are some people who are going to say some equivalent of like, all right, let's go out there and make $5,000 in 1 cent this month, right? Mm-hmm. You know, really small goals like that. So how can we get really good at setting the right goals that, you know, you're not going from $5,000 a month to like $1 million a second, but at the same time, they're challenging.
Yes. Well, I think that there's steps in setting and achieving better goals. The first one is to understand that there is a method to setting goals. And I think you kind of touching on that a little bit. You have to set a long-term goal that's going to challenge you, that's going to wake you up in the morning and make you want to get up and start your day. But the key to having these lofty long-term goals is to break it up. And I think a lot of times we forget to break up our goals into shorter term goals. And so we set these huge goals and then we get kind of discouraged when we don't accomplish them the next day or the next week or even the next month. So we got to set these big goals, but then break them up. So what can I do today that my future self will thank me for? What can I do this week? What can I do this month? And then you'll see that you'll slowly but surely start to be achieving that long-term goal that you've set for yourself. So that's the first key, breaking it up into those short-term goals. And then, you know, we've also got to drop the details. Because I think just even in my travels, talking to people, whether it's youth, women, men, and I ask them, okay, well, why haven't you been more specific about your goals? Why haven't you set any? And they think that when you set a goal, you have to be super, super, super specific. And you have to know exactly how you're going to get there, what you're going to do, what the future is going to look like. And let's just be honest, life happens, right? It's not going to go like that. You just need to have a general idea of where you want your life to go, what you want to do. And you just need to drop some of those details sometimes and get started. Don't have analysis paralysis. Get started, right? And then as I mentioned, number three, don't get caught up in the how, because it will happen. I'm just a strong believer that if you wake up every day and do what you can with what you have, where you are, you're going to end up where you need to be. And then let's not forget that life happens. That's number four in my four secrets, is that life happens and sometimes it sends us on a detour. But we have to understand that the detours are going to get us to where we need to be, even if it's not quite where we thought we were going in the very beginning. But we're going to end up right where we need to be.
And that life happens part, that is certainly a big one, because you could be really set on a goal and then something happens where, like, you know, you just have to do it and it kind of takes you away from your goal. So for those life happens parts, because we can all relate to that, how do you continue to stay strong even when life happens and takes you away from a goal? Because some people, they'll set this goal and they'll attach their self-worth to it and they'll feel like they're chipped if they can't get to the goal because of some life event. So how do you still feel good about yourself and confident even if life gets in the way? Rule number four.
Yes. In that case, you have to detach your self-worth from the goal and have an open mind about where it is that you're supposed to be. Because there's so many ways to get to 20. It could be 19 plus 1, 4 times 5, 10 plus 10. But it doesn't mean that you won't end up where you need to be. And so we have to have that open mind that maybe what we thought we wanted or needed, there's something better in the future for us. There's something that's going to be more significant. There's going to be something that's going to touch the lives of more people. And when you can have an open mind like that, you can move through the detours and still be happy and you can still be successful. But when you have a closed mind and you say, no, I want what I want and that's it, you're going to find yourself missing out on a bunch of opportunities.
And that is a really great point. There's something Tony Robbins says, like, it's something like, be flexible with your approach. Instead of like being super strict and like, I got to do all these different things. But you know, if you find a little like loop around and, or it takes you a little longer, or it's not what you expected, but it happens faster, whatever, be flexible with your approach and how it happens.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, it's really important to not attach your self-worth to a goal, and just being able to be happy with who you are, regardless of whether you accomplish it or not. Now, naturally we do want to accomplish the goal. And there are different things that happen along the way. And one of the things that I want to talk about is when it comes to setting goals, how can we make sure we're setting the right amount of goals? Because some people, they will set way too many goals for themselves. Others won't set enough goals. So what are your thoughts on that? The number of goals we set for ourselves.
I think for every individual person, it's going to be different. For some people, there's that one set goal that they have. For other people, there's three or four things that they want to do. But regardless of the number, we can't spread ourselves too thin. We do have to understand that if we're trying to chase 20 different things, we're not going to be able to give 100% of our effort to those things. So whether it's one thing, two things, four things, we want to make sure with how our lifestyle is and what we're willing to put the effort behind matches with what we're actually doing each and every day. And so my biggest thing is, okay, set some nice big goals, but in order to stay active and to stay busy, break it up into those short-term goals. Because I think really what happens is people like to stay busy, or they want to feel like they're doing something. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times you're doing things that aren't productive. You're just being busy. So we want to make sure that we're staying productive here. And that's going to happen by not setting a million goals. But what you can do is just break it up into a million pieces if you want. But everything that you're doing is moving you closer towards that big goal that you have.
And one of the big things there is breaking down the goal. I know earlier Raven mentioned, let's take this goal and let's break it into smaller goals. Because a big goal is a long-term goal. Like the ones where, like, you know, the life-changing ones, they're long-term goals. And one of the big challenges with people. I don't think it's challenging for someone to stick with a goal for a year. It's challenging for someone to stick with a goal for a month, because if you stick with the goal for like 2 months or 3 months, you're going to get to that year. Like, I've been doing podcasting for, this is my fourth year now. I could easily get to year number 10 easily. But you know, when you're on your first week, that's when, you know, getting to that first month is a little bit, you know, for any goal. So what's your advice for people who they set out on this long-term goal, they're just starting on day one, and we know about, you know, breaking into smaller bites, which definitely makes it easier, but is there anything else we can do to really make sure we get to that day 30, that day 60, so we could do that goal for years to come?
Yes, I'm a strong believer that you have to be intentional. And so you do have to wake up every day with that intention of wanting to move forward in that direction. Because let's face it, every day doesn't feel like a good day. There's going to be times when we're tired and we don't want to move forward, or we're asking ourselves, how will this even happen? But when you have that intention to move forward no matter what, okay, it's hard, but I got to keep going. Okay, I'm a little upset that I got this no, but I'm going to keep going until I get a yes. That is what's very important, especially starting out, is having that intention. And then I'm a big believer in putting reminders of your goal around you so that you're constantly immersed in what you're doing, what you're trying to do, and where you're trying to go. Because I know when I get frustrated, but I see something on my vision board, or I see something that reminds me of where I want to be, I kind of pick myself up and I say, you know what? No, I'm going to keep moving forward. And so definitely have the reminders. You got to keep those reminders each and every day, but then be intentional.
And I do love that mix of being intentional and also reminding yourself. One of the things I like to do is I like to use a service called Mixtiles, which allows you to take like square images you post on your Instagram, and you can get those like in a way you can hang them up all around your house. So I take some of the quotes I post on my Instagram and I hang them up, and that's a way to remind yourself of your goal. So like if you like speak somewhere and you get a picture of that, and you know, you want to be this like international renowned speaker, like take pictures of them and put them all over your room. Make your, I mean, vision boards are good, but like, you know, make a whole wall of a vision board.
Right. That's awesome. And I actually did that back when I was younger, when I was living with my parents. I took a Sharpie and wrote quotes all over my bedroom walls. And I didn't ask them first. They were okay with it. it was just a reminder of the positivity that I wanted in my life and where I wanted to go. And so there were hundreds of quotes just all around my bedroom walls in a Sharpie, and they're still there to this day. But yeah, you just have to constantly remind yourself of the state of mind you want to be in and where you want to go.
Idea paint or no idea paint?
Yeah, it was no paints over there. It's flat white paint, black Sharpie, and that's it. It's going to stay that way.
Well, I mean, I feel like there's an important message here, because the Raven, you know, like we all have a room that or whatever, but I feel like like you want to make it something you're comfortable with. And part of that could be, in Raven's case, like taking a Sharpie, writing motivational quotes. And I think one of the things that people miss is being comfortable with the place you're living in, like your environment, because I think too many people, they just settle with compromises. So like on my latest podcast, Ditch the Job, people had enough with the respective job they were in. And they were like, I'm done with compromises. I want to be my own person. I want to like, you know, start a business or something. So that's one of the things I want to share. Like, don't settle for compromises in the environment where you're going to spend a ton of time, like a big chunk of your life in that environment. So I definitely wanted to take this detour in the conversation, because I feel like that's a good message for listeners to get.
Yes. No, it's very important just with your environment, but also with people. You want to have people around you who are going to uplift you and hold you accountable and who believe in the beauty of your dreams. Because if you see yourself in an amazing place and you surround yourself with nothing but people who don't believe in you, don't believe in your dreams, constantly are putting you down, it changes your mindset, no matter how strong-minded of a person that you are. So if you say that you see yourself in a certain way, get around people who also see you in that way and see themselves in that way. And it's extremely important.
Yeah, I definitely agree. There's a lot of conversations where we do tap into the fact that you are the average of the five people you spend most of your time with, Jim Rohn quote. And I mean, I do want to ask you, because I feel like everyone's got a different way, but we're all sort of the same in this sense. But like, how do you find those types of people who elevate you, who have achieved the success you want to achieve? And how do you find those people and then build relationships with them?
I'm a strong believer that when you know what you want, you also know what you don't want. And so I think the first step in that is to look at the people who are already around you and take inventory. Do these people hold me accountable? Are they positive? Do they believe in me? Do they believe in the beauty of me and my dreams? Do I believe in the beauty of them and their dreams? Start with that. Because I think even in the circle that you have around you, even if there's just one person, there's someone who is more like-minded and in alignment with where you want to go and who you are as a person. And then if you know what you don't want, then you have to learn to love people at a distance, and you have to learn to say no, and you have to learn to say, you know what, still love you, but this is the direction that I'm going, and this is what I'm trying to do, and maybe we're just not in alignment in that way. So it starts there. But then when you're trying to seek out mentors or you're trying to network, once again, be intentional. Go to different events and find people who kind of have that like-minded mindset and know where they want to go, what they want to do, and just see who you connect with, and be intentional in that way with networking events and things of that nature.
Yeah, and I love that idea of like keeping distance with love, but at a distance, because there are some people who I've interviewed or who have come to me, and it's like, you know, we know average of five people and stuff like that. But then like you look at family members and you're like, I really love, or really good friend, I really love this person, but they're not the person who's going to elevate me. They're not the person who's going to say good, encouraging things about my goal. So I feel like love at a distance is really going to resonate with some people who may be in that situation. So really like that one.
Yeah. And it doesn't mean that you have to completely cut someone off and never talk to them again, but you just have to, once again, love them at a distance.
Love them at a distance. That's a really, really great one. Another really great thing you guys could do, go to ravenmagwood.com. Learn more about Raven there and see all of her work. So we will be including that in the show notes. Raven, is there any other places we can go to continue to follow your work?
Yes, if you want to follow me just on a normal everyday basis, I'm very active on Instagram. So it's just at Raven Magwood, RavenMagwood is my at, and I try to post stories, inspirational stories under my pictures. I try to do inspirational quotes and things that I'm going through and things I think will uplift my followers. So that's definitely a way to interact with me, and you can always send me a message. I try to respond to as many people as I can. I get a lot, so forgive me if I don't immediately respond. I just try to give people positivity every day, because sometimes that's all you need.
Well, we'll definitely include those resources in the show notes for anyone who wants to learn more about Raven, follow her work. But I mean, once again, really great stuff in this episode. Thank you so much, Raven, for taking the time to come on Breakthrough Success.
Oh yeah. Thank you so much, Mark, for having me.